You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
You would say that right when the intro comes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a brand new episode of Kyle.
Knockouts and three counts.
Yes. The things that are said before the show starts. We're here with a brand new episode of Podcast Gold. Sir, how's your week going?
Yeah, my shoulder's still fucked up, but I had quite the eventful weekend. How about yours?
Yep. It's pretty good. Could have been better, but
that's a lie.
Yeah, we're here doing the thing that we love to do, this here podcast. It's going to be the two of us. As far as I know, I don't think Kyle's going to surprise us on this one. But let's go ahead and jump into.
We broke the streak.
What?
Kyle being the streak.
Oh, yeah. So it'll be just the two of us, I think. But why don't you go ahead and throw your social media out there? We'll get that out of the way, and then we'll start jumping into some of these topics.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit Knockout on Twitter and Instagram. Follow the show at Knockouts and Three Counts Podcast on Facebook, and at KO3C Pod on Twitter and Instagram, and at KO3CPod.com.
All righty. Do you have the details for a little get together with the guys that are breaking down the ring? You need a second?
Yeah,
go ahead. All right, let me go ahead and throw my social medias and all that good stuff out there while you find that. But I am Devin McKenzie. You can find me on Twitter at Devin63. That is DevinThe63. You can find me on Instagram at AllSteakNoSizzle. That is one word. Speaking of AllSteakNoSizzle, that's my other podcast that I just relaunched. You can find that show. You can find the episodes on AllSteakNoSizzle, the Instagram, and my Twitter. Go to AllSteakNoSizzle on Facebook. And while you're there, check out Knockouts and Three Counts on Facebook. It feels good to be back doing the old show, man. That's where Knockouts and Three Counts started off. I'm sitting here thinking about this. This weekend, we're going to Evolve and Progress. If you're going to be at, I think that's the Knights of Columbus Hall in Livonia. If you're going to be there, come say hi to us. We'll be there for both shows. But that's kind of how this podcast started, man. That was a big moment for our show. We all went to the Evolve show 2 years ago?
It was a year ago. The guy got the banner got dropped on his head.
And I'm mad I should have let that thing hit, or at least said it hit me in the head, too, because he got free tickets to the next show. But, yeah, we went to the show, and
came. I don't want a concussion.
No, I didn't have to get hit in the head. I could have just said I got hit in the head. But
so now we're liars and something else.
Hey, free shit is free shit, man. But, we were at that show, and he had a good time, and we started talking, like, hey, man, we should do a podcast, and Knockouts and Three Counts.
I thought we did that before.
Well, no, before that, we did the preview shows for WrestleMania, preview and review shows on for WrestleMania on my show. And then we went to the Evolve show.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. So, man, it's like full circle.
Yeah.
But, it feels good to be back doing AllSteakNoSizzle along with Knockouts and Three Counts. So check those out. Hey, if you're looking for a car, make sure you check out SouthfieldQualityCars.com. Once you find a vehicle that you would like to purchase, go to Southfield Quality Cars and use the reference code 19309. That is 19309, and you will receive $500 off.
And 1939.
Yeah, 1939.
1939.
See, don't be. You know what? No, I don't want to say anything offensive. I don't want to give the wrong impression. I'm going to speak to you in a very nice, calm, and
to
respectful manner.
To all of our listeners out there, please realize that any of the shit that we say on the show is totally just jokes between us. Anybody that was offended by anything that was said last week, that was not our intention. But, Devin and I are actually friends off the show, whether it may seem so or not.
Fuck you, man.
Well, fuck you, too, and your couch.
Fuck you and four people that look like you. So, did you find the information?
Ain't nobody looks like me, bitch. I'm special.
See, man, I'm gonna let it go. So, did you find information on
my phone won't load. I just know it's Sunday, August 19th. The venue will be downtown Detroit, Eastern Market. I want to say it's McGee's. I
think it's Thomas McGee's. Or something.
Thomas McGee's, I believe. Yes. I will have the full details for you next week. But yeah, if you're coming, if you're looking for somewhere to watch the show in the Michigan area, come on out. We're gonna have
SummerSlams.
Yeah, we're partnering up with Breaking Down the Ring. Check out their show too if you like our show.
Right here on Podcast Detroit.
Exactly. And we're gonna be doing a lot of giveaways for picks on the matches and all that kind of stuff. It'll be a good time.
Oh yeah. So come have some beers and make wrong predictions with us and have a good time there. Guys over at Breaking Down the Ring, really cool guys. Shout out to Mikey for reaching out to us to, you know, be a part of it, man.
Hell yeah.
So, and Z has pretty eyes.
Oh, jeez.
And that's our producer, Randy, who, never mind, I'm going to leave that alone. So, speaking of, you want to talk wrestling or MMA first?
Your pick.
My pick? All right. Let's talk MMA first.
How'd I know he's only wearing an MMA shirt?
You know what? I am wearing an MMA shirt. I didn't realize that. I'm
wearing a wrestling shirt, so of course.
See,
we cover all the bases here, right?
Wrestling and MMA, yes. Before we actually talk about the card that happened this past weekend, let's talk about the big news from the weekend, man. Mr. Conor McGregor is coming back.
To get his ass whooped. Even though I like Conor, I'm sorry, I don't want to fight Khabib.
Khabib. Nurmagomedov, yeah. That fight is set for October 6th in, is that a Vegas card? Or is that,
I believe so.
I think that's Vegas. I'm pretty sure it's Vegas. Yeah, it's Vegas. But this is going to be Conor's first MMA fight in, what, 2 years?
Damn, it really has been, man.
Because last year all he did was, well, we can say he fought. Damn, why am I drawing a blank on one of the greatest
fighters? He fought Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather, damn it.
And went in there and fought like a champ, but got knocked out.
Yeah, that fight was a farce. But it was good for the business.
He got paid, dog.
He got broke off, which is why we haven't seen him in an MMA ring in 2 years. Yeah, because
he's too busy throwing chairs at buses.
All right. I'm with Tony. Tony Thunder, shout out to Tony Thunder. He said this, and I believe it when it happened. I'm not saying that they set that up. I'm not saying it was completely staged, but I think they did that to draw up interest in the fight. I think that's people that aren't
fighting, though. And then for them to all get cut like that.
Wait, no, I'm not saying they didn't go too far. I'm not saying that. But I think coming out to talk
some shit, yeah, but I don't think they staged him throwing a damn chair through the window of a bus that had a bunch of fighters on it for them to all get cut.
Wait, like I said, I'm not saying it didn't go too far.
All right. Which Conor has, I'm gonna say is Conor has a tendency to do. Even staging things, bro, then you're talking about medical bills and lawsuits.
No, I definitely think he was supposed to, you know, talk shit and cause a scene and draw some interest in the fight, but I don't think he was supposed to hurt anybody. He probably wasn't supposed to throw that dolly. And like you said, because I think Chiesa. Michael Chiesa, I know he definitely was pulled off of that card.
And one of the girl fighters, too.
Yeah. I don't think that was supposed to happen, but hey, go cause a scene, Conor, so we can get some interest in this. Like, hey, remember that whole, like, water bottle thing that they did when him and Nate Diaz were throwing water bottles at each other? Yeah, do something like that so we can get some interest in this fight. But I know I'm going to watch the fight. And
I'm going to watch it. And I hope Conor does good because I like Conor, but I'm sorry. Khabib might kill him.
So you're taking Khabib?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I can't even lie.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, if Conor gets put on the ground against Khabib, Khabib ain't going to let him back up. He's going to hold his arm behind his back just like he did to Barbosa and then just mollywop that fool. Just, bitch, 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 just like that. Why'd you take my money?
Thank you for using a good arm and not damaging your fucking
Yeah,
arm.
I would really rather not, unlike Tim Payne, who almost broke my arm.
Wait, we won't talk about that. For legal reasons, but I want to see what the Vegas line is for that fight. I'm not sure if it's out
yet. I heard Conor was underdog.
Not surprised. Not surprised at all. Especially, you know,
the question's going to be, can Khabib make the weight and make the fight?
That's always the question. That's always the question. The cage,
I don't want to fight him.
But it's getting him into the cage. That's the problem.
Even though his brother screwed over a guy from Michigan, but we won't go there.
See, now I want to know the story behind
that. Justin Scoggins just fought Khabib's brother, and clearly...
What, this past weekend?
No, same night Miles fought. Clearly beat him, and then got fucked.
Wait, you fought here?
No, UFC.
Oh, I thought you were saying they fought. Okay.
No, they fought in the prelims. And
oh, you say you fucked over.
Oh, he got fucked. Okay. Khabib's brother lost that fight handily.
So
and he won the fight by a decision.
So basically, you're saying UFC is giving him the rub?
Well, I'm just saying, if anyone who has half a fucking brain watches that fight, I'm sorry. Scoggins did not lose that fight.
Yeah, we have to go back and watch that one, man.
But, just my personal opinion.
But okay, so you think Khabib's going to win that fight, but let's just look at the other side. What does Conor McGregor have to do to beat a guy like Khabib?
Keep it on the feet. Do not let it go to the ground. If Conor can keep it on his feet and piece Khabib up, he's got a chance. If he lets it go to the ground, Khabib is very good at holding people on the ground, and if he holds you on the ground, be expecting to get mollywopped.
And honestly, this is like, this is probably the second biggest fight that they have. The only other big fight they
probably
have. I mean,
it's one that makes me actually want to watch a UFC card. I mean, not that I don't like watching fights, but quite honestly, dude, UFC's kind of fallen off a little bit.
Right. Like the only other big fight that they have for Conor really is probably Diaz again. For the
they better run that back, which is why I'm shocked they're doing Poirier versus Diaz, because then what happens if Diaz loses to Poirier?
Well, I mean, people still want to see Diaz. They can
still
drum up interest in Conor.
But why would you not do that fight first?
Because Conor never defended his belt. And he has to make Khabib the true champion. It's the whole
like
Cormier, John Jones thing.
I feel like that fight should have happened. At least if that fight wasn't going to happen first, don't book the Poirier-Diaz fight until...
I mean, Diaz needs a fight, though.
Yeah, he does. But if he loses, that fucks up...
Oh, yeah, I don't think so.
I think it does.
I mean, because they're going to fight at 170 again. It's not going to be for a belt, so that's just a grudge
match.
Fight
at 170 again. I think they're going to fight at 55.
Oh. Well, I mean,
just like they did last time.
Well, all I'm saying is that Khabib and Diaz were basically only really fights out there for him.
I agree.
And I think Khabib was the absolute worst matchup because Conor has problems with wrestlers. Like, if you look at the Chad Mendes fight, Chad Mendes was winning that fight until he basically gassed out. So I think if Chad Mendes had an actual training camp, he probably would have finished Conor, or at least held him down long enough to win the rounds to win that fight. But definitely looking forward to that. You touched on Diaz versus Poirier. That's another fight that was announced. Tyron Woodley versus Darren Till. That's another fight that's going to be coming up soon. Did you see that stare down between Darren Till and Tyron Woodley?
No.
Darren Till's a big motherfucker, man. Or Tyron Woodley's smaller than I realized he was. It's one or the other, because those two dudes do not look like they're in the same weight class at all. But I'm looking forward to that one. I think that fight is September 8th. I think that's the main event of the card that Cody Stamann's going to be on. So make sure you guys go check that one out.
Speaking of that, you want to touch the fights from this weekend?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Shout out to past guests of the show, Muneeb Al-Samani, or Salmani. I'm sorry if I said that wrong.
Money Muneeb.
Yeah, Murder Muneeb is what it should be, because he damn near killed a man. Marco came up a little bit short, got caught in a choke, but Marco will most definitely be back, and knockouts and three counts is still behind him. Shout out to Elijah Cavender for having quite the good showing. Shout out to Cage Side Management for getting with me, and there'll be more to come with them. We saw past guest of the show from a couple weeks ago, Cody Stamann, there. Okay. So yeah,
the ABC was there too.
Yeah,
past guest of the show,
kind of. Yeah.
So how was that main event, man? heavyweight championship fight.
It was okay. I mean, Leroy did what he needed to do.
Okay. How did it end?
Decision. Leroy won. I mean, Leroy clearly won. Brett Martin stood in there and fought like a G, though.
Okay.
Like, I mean, he didn't – I mean, Leroy controlled him, but, I mean, Brett never stopped fighting. But, I mean, Leroy basically took him down and then just pounded on him. There was a minute we thought the fight was going to end by disqualification because Brett elbowed Leroy in the back of the head.
Ooh.
But he got up, finished the fight, and then the fight in the crowd started. So – we had all bases covered that night.
Hey, do you like watching fights? Do you like getting into fights? Well, we got everything for you.
I wish the Michigan MMA community could realize that, especially with us being on UFC Fight Pass now, you're making everybody look bad. The people that you're going there to support, you're not helping their chances to get to the UFC by doing that stupid shit.
So, I mean, probably giving this too much airtime anyway, but do you know how the fight started or what the fight was about?
People were talking shit in Brett Martin's corner and his people saw it. And
I mean, it's promotion, man. You got to let that shit go. But
it is what it is. It was all in all, though, fights were good. A lot of knockouts.
Okay.
A lot of knockouts. A lot of submissions. There was a slam knockout.
Really?
Yep.
Those are pretty rare, man. I kind of enjoy those.
Well, when the guy's a teammate, a friend of the show, Bobby Nash, and wrestled at Michigan State too,
ooh,
that's when those kind of things happen. Pretty boy Troy Lampson.
That's what's up. So let's just go ahead and talk about – oh, I'm sorry. Is there anything else that you – wanted to bring up about the fights this weekend that I wasn't able to make it to?
Yeah, because he didn't love us anymore.
I hate everyone.
this is a known fact. I can point you right where to ask.
But if not, we'll jump into the UFC card from this past weekend. Main evented by Mr. TJ Dillashaw defending his, I was about to say featherweight, bantamweight championship against Cody Garbrandt, flyweight champion. Mighty Mouse defended against Henry Cejudo. And were you able to watch the fights?
I saw highlights.
Okay. Yeah, I was able to watch most of them.
I would have caught the main event, except I was trying to get there after coming back from a Kenny Chesney concert.
Kenny Chesney?
Yes, sir. I covered the full gamut this weekend. I saw Kenny Chesney and Yellow Wolf, so I've covered both ends of the music spectrum.
All you needed do is go to like Beyonce next week and you'll get it all, man.
No, I'm all right.
Well, it's Beyonce and Jay-Z, so you know, at least you'll
Jay-Z
enjoy.
Jay-Z would be worth it.
I'll say at least you'll enjoy half of that show.
I'm gonna say Jay would
I know you don't like Jay-Z that much, you're a big Beyonce.
I do
fan.
Like Jay, but I do like Jay. And I'll be at the Drake and Migos show next week too.
Oh, okay. Offset. Woo, woo, woo. Shout out to my friend B. She just went and saw Migos in Vegas this past weekend, but
I saw them at the Majestic.
Wow, how long ago was that?
A year ago? A year and a half ago?
You know, well, you know what? This isn't the hip-hop show. We'll talk about that later, but let's run through some of the fights on this card. One that's kind of surprised me, and I can't say this guy's last name. I'll try it. Renato Mocino? I'm terrible with names. Yeah, he... put a rear naked choke on Cub Swanson, man. I did not see that
Cub's
one coming.
Cub's about on his way out, man.
Even though Cub was a big underdog, I put some money
shout
on
out
him.
To Michael B. Jones, who's paying attention. I don't know who you are, but you like the page. I appreciate it.
Shout out. But, yeah, Cub Swanson, he was a pretty big underdog. He was plus 350 in this fight, but I'm thinking Cub Swanson could still pull this one out.
Swanson's a G, dude, but he's had so many wars, dude. His card is about punched.
Too many
shots to the head.
Yeah. But I was thinking, like, maybe if he can keep this fight off of the ground.
Don't mistake it. Cub's still a beast.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, dude, you just...
shit ass up, man. But I was thinking if he could keep it off of the ground and avoid any Brazilian jiu-jitsu type stuff. I thought he could pull this one out. I mean, like you said, he's a G, man. He has knockout power. He's he's a monster. But yeah, that it didn't quite go too well for my my bets and my parlay that I had in Vegas. Once again, shout out to my friend B. So that one kind of caught me off guard. To me, one of the big upsets of the year, Henry Cejudo defeating Mighty Mouse Johnson, finally ending that title defense streak. What's your thoughts on
I think Henry did a very good job of being able to do something nobody else has done, and that's keeping Mighty Mouse on his back. I think Henry had the right game plan. That being said, with it being a split decision win, I've always been a big believer in if it's a title fight, the champion deserves the champion's advantage. I think unless you definitively beat somebody, which clearly Henry Cejudo did not by it being a split decision, I think that should have went to DJ. But from what I saw, I mean, Henry had, you know, a lot of great spots in the fight. So I'm not saying he didn't deserve to win. I just think the champion,
I mean, but
deserves that little bit of respect.
So basically the fight came down to one judge seeing one round go a different way.
Okay.
Because two of the judges, basically each judge scored it 48-47. It's just that one judge saw one round go for Mighty Mouse, while the other two saw it going for Henry Cejudo. So, yeah, it's not a unanimous decision, but I mean, I still, it's not like the split decision was, you know, 49-46, you know what I mean?
No, and like I said, I'm not taking anything away from Henry Cejudo. I just, another good example of that situation is when Jones and Gustafson fought.
True. Because but I thought Gus won that fight.
I was going to say,
I thought Gus won that fight.
Even though I like John Jones, bro, Gustafson, I thought, won that fight. And I remember sitting there with Don saying, I don't know, man, I think the only reason why John Jones won that is because he had that champion's advantage.
Right, and plus he's a draw. If Mighty Mouse had been, you know, a big draw for the company, he probably would have got the benefit of the doubt. Spot,
bro.
Oh, and yeah, I realized, like, I'm not allowed to make any positive comments about John Jones because that makes me racist.
don't say shit about me because you're just egging it on.
You know what? I said I was going to let that go, but I'm sorry. I'm petty. It comes up every now and again.
I was about to say, he's telling me. No, he's the one over here.
He's like, know what? No, I'm going to be the bigger man. I'm going to let it go, man.
Just block him, Kyle. Just block him. But I'm going to talk all kinds of shit on the show where he can still look at it.
Man, fuck that guy, man. Fuck him. You know what? No, fuck it. I'm going to say it. Fuck him and fuck him for what he said about Randy, man. Son of a bitch. If you got something to say about it, you can message me. You know what the fuck I am, you motherfucker.
He says, I'm the hothead. Look at him.
I tried, man. I tried to be cool about it. And look. I don't even want to put everything out there. But the fact that the motherfucker has a problem with me and he's messaging you about me, motherfucker, if you got a problem with me,
hey, in my defense, I clearly said if you got a problem with him, talk to him.
Right. I told you, hey, tell him if he really has a problem with it, tell him to message me. I didn't hear shit from him.
Let's not waste our airtime on him. So, so now we've got it established. For any of you guys that are watching this, you can all validate the fact that even though Devin tries to say I'm the only hothead of this group, it is very, very false.
But see, that's the problem. That's my thing. If you really have a problem with something I say on this show, I am fine with you messaging me.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying you get pissed over shit just like I do.
Fuck him, man. That's all I can say, man. Just fuck him.
So let's talk some wrestling. How about that? So we can get back.
Wait, real quick, just wanted to touch on TJ Dillashaw versus Cody Garbrandt.
This is true.
Real quick.
Cody got knocked the fuck out.
TJ Dillashaw proved that he's one of the best, if not.
I don't know where Cody Garbrandt goes from here either. Because now you've lost twice. Now he has to work his way back up.
Right.
To even think about getting a shot, and I've heard they're already talking about running Cejudo and Dillashaw.
Cejudo challenged the winner of Garbrandt Dillashaw after his fight, but I'm gonna say, like, And Dominic Cruz has stepped up and said he wants a rematch with Dillashaw to prove who's the best bantamweight of all time. But if they run Cejudo versus TJ, I'm going to be pissed. And here's why. They were supposed to run Dillashaw versus Mighty Mouse, but
Mighty Mouse didn't want that fight.
Mighty Mouse didn't want the fight.
No. He said that he felt like there was more to do in his division.
No. What he said was is that Dana White kept pressing him about fighting Ray Borg. He's saying, like, oh, Ray Borg is the fight for you. Okay. Well, let me fight Ray Borg. Something happened with Ray Borg, and then he wanted to fight Dillashaw because I think Garbrandt ended up pulling out of that fight. But instead of giving him that fight, instead of Dana White giving Mighty Mouse and Dillashaw, he said, okay, no, we're just going to let Garbrandt, I think it was Garbrandt got hurt. We're going to let Garbrandt heal up, and then we'll have that fight while Mighty Mouse, you fight someone else that no one gives a fuck about. So, and then if Mighty Mouse, who defended that championship more than anybody in the history of the UFC, doesn't get an immediate rematch,
oh, he should.
That's criminal.
He should, just off his resume. I mean,
exactly. Like, when you've defended that belt that many times, when you broke the record for most title defenses in a row, successful title defenses in a row, and you lose your title, and not by knockout, by a split decision, and you don't get an immediate rematch, something's wrong. Something's
I agree.
Wrong. So, all right. That's all I got to say about that. Let's talk a little wrestling, man. Did you watch Monday Night Raw yesterday?
Yes, sir, I did.
I
watched it today, but yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, life's been pretty hectic, so I didn't get to see all of it. But
Devin's having his days of the week. Inside. Wednesday got mad at Tuesday.
But let's talk a little bit about last week and this week. What the fuck is going on with Brock Lesnar, man?
I'm going to say it now. I won't be shocked in the least bit if Paul Heyman helps Roman Reigns.
I was thinking the same thing. Brock Lesnar getting physical with his advocate, Paul Heyman, and physical with
they're gonna try to
Kurt
turn.
Angle.
I think what they're going to do, and I could be wrong, but I think what they're going to do is they're going to have Brock go full-fledged heel because everybody's already pissed because he's not on a TV.
Right.
Have Paul Heyman help Roman, and they're going to help. They're going to hope that that's going to.
And Roman turns heel?
No, Roman's not going to turn heel.
I will say this. They finally got a very positive response from Roman Reigns last week. It took them 4 fucking years to get it, but they got a very positive response from Roman Reigns. As Brock Lesnar was, he had F5 Kurt Angle, and he was choking. Well, not as a choke. He was like, I don't know what you would call that. Like, face.
He was rape choking him.
Is that what that's really called?
It's what I was told it was called, so that's what I called it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was
think about it, bro. Somebody's on top of you and choking you.
I don't want to call it that. He was choking Paul Heyman.
I got that term from self-defense classes, people. I don't
condone that. Hey, man, look, we've been called racist. I don't want to be called sexist, too.
We are not at all that anyway. Not that we were ever racist in the first place. But
he said, never mind.
But what had happened was, today we decided to be.
But, yeah, so he's choking. Uh-oh, Randy has something to say.
I've been with some black dudes.
What the fuck?
I was not expecting that shit.
And I got something, man. I'm gonna let it go. No, I'm not. They cream filled Randy. All righty.
Fuck my life. That's what I think is gonna happen with Brock and Roman.
But. No, they finally got a positive. They were chanting, we want Roman, we want Roman. That hasn't happened since, what, the Shield, the original Shield days?
Also, I feel like they're teasing the women's tag team titles as well.
So you think, what, Sasha and Bayley walk away with the belts?
Or? Sasha basically said, we're going to tear up the women's tag team division. So if they aren't going to do that with titles.
Did I talk about that last week? I think I did.
We talked about, do we think they should have them?
No. Like, what I think happened with Bayley and Sasha, I think I talked about that last week. If not, let me recap real quick. I think the plan originally, like around Mania time, was for the two of them to have a match and to lead up to a match with the two of them. But I felt like in the middle of it, they realized, hey, Ronda's actually pretty good. So we need to keep these two together so we can eventually have a four horsewomen versus four horsewomen.
Oh, that's going to happen.
Right. But you can't have two of your four horsewomen battling each other. So since Ronda's actually pretty good.
If you think about it, the real four horsewomen four horsemen kicked out a few different people and had issues within each other.
True. That's true. But it's different because you're going to need your four horsewomen.
Seem to remember them fighting in fighting.
Yeah, all the time. But you need your four horsewomen of wrestling, your four horsewomen of MMA.
No, I totally get that. But I think they're just trying to build up for a women's tag division. You've got plenty of groups. I mean, if you really think about it, if you've got Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville.
The Iconics.
Iconics.
By the way, where the fuck have they been?
The Riot Squad. Well, Peyton Royce has been taking some sexy pictures in Ty Dillinger shirts, but.
But they haven't been on television.
Well, yeah. But.
Once again, I think the WWE has a talent problem. Not that they don't have talent. They've got too much talent, not enough time, or don't know what the fuck to do with that talent. But that's just me. Please don't move Tommaso Ciampa up to main roster. Please leave him in NXT because they'll ruin him. I feel bad for anybody that's ever come up from NXT because usually they get wasted.
Yeah, I think you're being a little bit too cynical, but.
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm kind of a cynical bastard.
I never could have guessed that. yeah, I think that's where we're going with Roman and Brock and Sasha and Bayley. But I also think, you know, that whole weekend's going to be stacked, dude. You've got TakeOver. You've got SummerSlam.
Yeah, we'll jump into NXT in a second. That's what I'm looking forward to. But
well, isn't that always the case when they have TakeOvers? But SummerSlam usually tends to be a pretty good show as well.
NXT Brooklyn, man? TakeOver Brooklyn? That's all to me. That's like what the show I look to. One of the shows I look forward to most of during the year, man. And it's weird that that's becoming that. It's becoming, to me, higher than SummerSlam. Like almost.
Royal I don't know. You can put it higher because of the nostalgia level with it, but I mean, dude, man. That show's great.
Man. And then the story writes itself, man. Sasha versus Bayley. NXT Brooklyn, they have it again at SummerSlam, 4 years apart from each other. They beefing with each other. It was that simple. And that's another reason why I think that Ronda being as good as she has turned out to be kind of derailed that plan.
But, well, let's talk about that. First of all, I told you so.
She's still shit on the mic. She still needs to learn how to sell a little bit better. But no, she's really good.
Dude, all I know is her match on Monday, in my opinion.
I didn't get a chance
to
see it.
She did very well. She threw Alicia Fox all over the fucking place and then got her payback for getting thrown into the barricade and all that shit the week before. So they beat up Alicia Fox pretty good.
And that's what she's there for.
Yeah. So I think,
but I love you, Alicia.
I mean, there's no denying she's hot, but
although I've heard that up close, she wears a lot of makeup and she's not as hot as you would think she is, but hey, that was someone else's opinion. I think she's hot.
Nice try.
And it's not just because I'm racist and I only like the black people. I couldn't help myself, man. I can't help myself. Fuck that
and
motherfucker.
And I'm the
man.
Petty one.
I swear to God. If I see that motherfucker, I swear to God, I'm coming for you.
And wasn't this the same guy that was telling me, Kyle, you let him go. Get to you. Just let it go.
No, he didn't get. He got to you.
No, he did. When you're still like that, man.
I'm not even mad. It's just.
You're mad.
Man.
Randy, is he mad? I think he's mad. Randy's like, I don't give a fuck.
Randy said, fuck you guys. I'm looking at dudes on Instagram right now.
Ronda's going to do real good at SummerSlam, though, bro.
Who's that?
I think Ronda will do well at SummerSlam. I think she's done as good as anybody could really expect her to. And I think she did a good job of selling the whole suspension thing, too, with some of her tweets like, only 25 days till I come back and get you and all that shit.
But see, I agree with you. But here's where I have a problem. that to me is the WWE saying, hey, we got to treat Ronda special, which is the right thing to do. She's drawing eyeballs to the product. And plus, she's not as experienced as the rest of the people on our roster, so we have to handle this the right way, which I give them credit, they are. My problem is this. Hey, we got to make sure the writing for Ronda's good. We got to make sure she's in the best situation. This isn't that. Why can't you do that for the rest of the talent? Like, clearly,
Ronda is already built up. B, whether anyone wants to admit it or not, her judo background and jiu-jitsu background helps her significantly when it comes to wrestling, because it's not like CM Punk who's training that on the side.
But here's the thing. I'm not talking about the in-ring stuff. I'm talking about the storyline.
But
stuff.
That's what I'm talking about. Storyline. She has such a name because of what she did in UFC and in MMA, whether you want to admit it or not, even with the two losses that she has. It's still a known fact that if she wanted to, she most likely would whoop every girl's ass on that roster.
Okay. All right.
And she has that degree of believability.
Okay. Maybe I'm not articulating my point the right way. Let me try this again.
You like what they're doing and wish you'd see that with other talent.
I love what they're doing with her storyline-wise. But the problem is the storylines with a lot of people kind of shitty. Like NXT, like we talked about, NXT, the storylines are the best.
Which will be there September 9th as well.
Is that 9th or 8th?
September 9th.
Okay. Something happens September 8th, but we'll worry about that later. Oh, UFC, that's what it is. But you have the ability to write good stories for people. But then you got like Bobby Lashley. Like, what the fuck are they doing with Bobby?
I saw a post about this the other day, and to me, man.
And once again, it's not because he's the black wrestler. It's just.
You are definitely angry, sir.
I'm not angry.
I'm going to need you to drink a beer.
I'm being passive aggressive. That's the difference. Go ahead. What were you saying?
I'm going to need you to drink a beer and relax. Second
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Second of all, I think Bobby Lashley, because they needed to open some room up, dude, I kind of feel like they brought him into. They brought him in to kind of boost Roman up to a degree give him somebody believable to beat.
So what was the point of the whole Roman-Bobby feud when Bobby beat him? And then when there was actually something on the line. Wait, but when there was – first, Bobby beat him at the pay-per-view. Then when there was the whole, number one contendership thing, Bobby lost. But when Roman Reigns loses – against Brock Lesnar at Greatest Royal Rumble for like the, 2-3 months after that, he complains like, I got screwed over. Roman, but Bobby Lashley's like,
Roman
hey.
Roman technically beat him, though.
But no. But what I'm saying is, so Roman Reigns complains for 3 months about how he beat Brock Lesnar, but Bobby Lashley beat Roman at the pay-per-view, and then Roman beats him in a match where something's on the line, and then all of a sudden he just moves on? And now if I lost a fight to a guy that I had beat previously, I'm like, no, man, I still deserve a shot. Da 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 da. No, he just moves on and goes after the guy with the guitar.
Excuse me, sir. We're talking about Elias, not just a guy with a guitar.
I
get your point, dude.
If your feud with Roman Reigns was so heated, and then you beat him, I'd be like, well, I beat this guy already. Why do I have to face him again? I already beat him at the pay-per-view. And then him beating me didn't really matter. I should still get a title shot. Roman Reigns did it. And how about the fact that no Universal Champion has gotten a rematch for their a return match when they lost their title? Finn Balor hasn't had his rematch.
Yeah, that's
Goldberg. That's Kevin Owens.
That's dumb.
Fuck Roman Reigns too, man. God damn it. Fuck Roman Reigns.
Man, you have really let this guy shit in your Cheerios.
I don't like Cheerios unless they're Honey Nut. Well, Honey Nut's pretty good. You ever had Honey Nut Cheerios?
You let him piss in your beer.
I'm going to go ahead and put that down. But
yeah, I stoned him then. What are you going to tell me? You don't drink beer? That's a lie.
I drink IPA, sir. Get it right.
Then the IPAs are what? Beer.
It's different. IPAs are heaven in a can or a bottle. Or a glass. But my whole point is they have the ability to write great stories, but I feel like they pick and choose who they write those stories for. And it's like, and I hate to do this, but back in like the Attitude Era, even though someone was, you know, a Mick Carter or, you know, not high on the card, you know, or nobody, they still gave them like relevant stories, man. And I feel like the stories that they're writing for other people are just shitty. They're just like, hey, just what do we got for Bobby? Let's throw him in there against Elias. And I don't see some shit makes sense for certain people and other people it doesn't make sense. That's just what I'm coming. That's the point I'm at. I'm still going to watch, though, but I'm going to criticize.
See, unfortunately, bro, you have just pretty much confirmed that we're in that group that Bruce Pritchard always likes to talk about that talks a lot of shit but still going to watch it anyway.
No,
that are the most vocal.
but here's the thing. I'm still going to watch, but it's because I love the talent that they have there. There was a time where I didn't watch wrestling because I thought the talent pool was shitty and the writing was shitty. And then once they got some of those independent wrestlers that I love in the company, I'm like, I guess I'm going to start watching this again. But, yeah, like I said, your talent is great. I think this is the most talent-rich roster they have ever had in the history of that
Here's
company.
Another thing for you. Okay, so you mentioned the independents. I'm going to throw out two names, one on both sides of the end of the – on both sides of the spectrum.
Wait, real quick. Did you hear that New Japan has told Nakamura that they would take him back at any time?
Nakamura isn't going anywhere.
I don't think he's going anywhere right now, but I think he ends his career back in Japan. And I think they're going to have to start hey, here's more shitty storytelling. Hey, you win the Royal Rumble, you wrestle a guy five times, and you only beat him once. And that one time you beat him, it doesn't fucking matter. How about that? But, all right, go ahead. What were you saying about
basically what I was saying is, so on the bad end of the spectrum, did you hear that Big Cass is getting ready to make his return to the Indies, but his name is going to be Big Kaz? C-A-Z-Z.
Wait, okay. When you say return to the Indies, I didn't know he
wrestled. Well, not return to the Indies,
okay.
But return to the
Indies. I didn't know he wrestled on the Indies like that, but okay. I kind of feel bad for Cass because I felt like he had a good thing going with him and Enzo, but and I felt like Cass definitely improved on the microphone, but and I kind of also think what happened was, because apparently from what I remember, the story was that when he had his feud with Daniel Bryan, he was in the ring with the Daniel Bryan impersonator, which was a little person, and basically he beat the shit out of him, which he wasn't supposed to do. He asked if he could do it. They told him no, but he did it anyway, which, and after that he was fired. So I understand you disobeyed a direct order. Okay. But what I felt that was him, as you know, the cliche is, reaching for that brass ring, you know, trying to say, all right, I got this idea. I think it could work. I think it'll make this segment better. I'm going to go ahead and do it. The problem he had was that he asked for permission when he should have just did it and asked for forgiveness later.
I thought that's what they said he did.
That's what I'm saying. He asked for permission. They told him no, but he did it anyway. That was the mistake he made. But I felt like he saw a way to make that segment better. The company disagreed and they fired him. But I kind of feel bad for him. I hope he does well on the Indies. I hope he does well and makes a name for himself on the Indies and works his way back up, man.
Okay, and that covers the downside of it. And on the upside, first off, shout out to Michigan boy guy I went to high school with, U of M gymnast Stacey Irvin, who just got signed by NXT and is at SmackDown as we speak. Looking forward to see what they do with him in NXT. But another notable signing by WWE is another guy who we were going to have on the show.
Until he got signed.
Matt Riddle. I've been watching Matt Riddle for quite a long time in the UFC.
He's going to be in that Evolve show this weekend.
And I've loved, watching his stuff in wrestling. So I am really excited to see what he's going to do in NXT. And before I forget, shout out to Angie in San Marcos, Texas. I know you're listening. And I will check out your guys' show once I get back to the crib.
But you want to congratulate your boy Stacey for getting signed to NXT?
I did.
I think we should congratulate him for something else, too.
Oh, my God. He just won't let this go. So, if, for those of you that don't know, he's dating Simone Biles from the I think that's how you say it.
Simone Biles, man. Yeah, from one the of the US greatest gymnast. Olympic gymnasts of all time.
Yeah.
Good job, sir. Proud.
Wait, is the camera even on me?
No,
I feel like I feel like the camera was turned.
And I almost said something that I knew was going to cause some
problems. Uh-oh.
You are totally in frame.
Okay. It just looked weird from here. But I just want to say hi to Simone. Hi, Simone. How are you doing? Good job,
Stacey. She's probably not watching this, but.
You don't know that.
I'm in the room and I'm not watching this.
Damn, Randy, what the fuck?
You know what? I take that back. You asshole, you say whatever the fuck you want to say about Randy. I tried to defend him. But
yeah, we all had his back and then he just said fuck us.
Nah, fuck that guy. I really want to just go on a rant about that shit, but I'm going to let it go. But what was the point we were making? Independent.
Matt Riddle.
You were saying, independent.
Matt Riddle, okay. We're going to be at Evolve. He just got signed by WWE, and he was supposed to be on the show.
No, you were saying the two spectrums of independent wrestling. Okay. But, okay, as far as NXT goes, let's switch to NXT since we were talking about people that were signed. Keith Lee's supposed to be debuting this week. I'm looking forward to that. Shout out to Keith Lee. We saw him at his last Evolve match here in Detroit. As far as like NXT TakeOver goes, we'll probably jump into it a little bit more next week. But other than Ciampa and Aleister Black, wherever that's going, what are you looking forward to most coming up for NXT TakeOver?
What do they do with Johnny Gargano?
I think it's going to be a triple threat.
What do they do with Candice LeRae? And
wait, is it Candice versus Shayna? Or no, it's Kyrie versus Shayna.
Kyrie versus Shayna. Okay. But Candice and Shayna had their issues. I'm looking forward to that match. I'm also looking forward to Velveteen Dream. Ricochet versus Adam Cole.
Baby.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I like the whole damn card, like every TakeOver.
Velveteen versus EC3.
I couldn't remember who that was
yet. Interests me, man. I think they might actually let Velveteen Dream win a feud finally. Like I think the last time he won one of his feuds was Cassius Ohno.
Technically, although he didn't win the feud per se with Aleister Black.
Oh come
on. Aleister Black did say his name at the end of the
match. That was
the whole thing through the whole story.
But that was
you're gonna say my name.
You know what I mean? Actually, wait. No, he lost to Ricochet. But no, actually, win a fucking match.
We were there, you idiot.
Hey man, look.
Bring the damn bell.
That was 2 months. Where is it? Ding. That was 2 months ago, and I've been drinking podcast juice. So yeah. But no, I think he should actually win a match finally, man. Like I said, the last time I think he's won a match at a a takeover was against Cassius Ohno, and basically, Cassius Ohno is like their Barry Horowitz almost right now. Man, he's definitely taking a fall in his career, even though he's probably happy with where he's at right now. To think that guy could have been the third member of the Shield, but they replaced him with Roman Reigns.
I think they made the right decision on that one, though.
So what? He's a little fat.
I don't think that had anything to do with it to me. I mean, I just don't know that would have been the right fit. But, another thing that we should touch is that we had three great losses in one day as far as wrestling goes.
Man, bad.
Brickhouse Brown.
Brickhouse Brown. Sorry, bad news. Brickhouse Brown, we lost Brian Christopher, a.k.a. Grandmaster Sexay.
A.k.a. Jerry Lawlerson and
Nikolai Volkov. Yes, man, I don't.
The one that hits home the most to me is because I saw way more of Grandmaster Sexay
than I was about to ask you
either of the other two. I've seen Nikolai Volkov stuff now. But.
Right. Like, Sam Roberts was talking about this on his podcast, man, and it's something I remember. Basically, he was one of the first members of the Million Dollar Corporate Money Incorporated, Million Dollar Corporation. He basically sold himself to Ted DiBiase because he was broke. So Ted DiBiase would come out there with the jacket with the dollar signs on it, and he would have like the cents sign on his jacket or whatever. So he basically sold his services to Ted DiBiase. Basically, he was broke, storyline wise. So yeah, I remember that, man. And Hall of Famer, great guy. From everything I've heard, he's a great person. Brickhouse, I know I've seen him wrestle in USWA, but I really don't remember a lot.
Anything of his, to be honest.
But Grandmaster Sexay, man, he
that one hit home, dude. I loved Too Cool as a kid, and I remember watching him as Too Much with
Scott Taylor,
aka Scotty Too Hotty. But right. I don't know, man. That's just sad for anybody to go out that way, and you know.
And think, man, I think he was 48 when he passed.
He was 46.
46. So if you think about that, Chris Jericho is 47, I think. So
he was still relatively young for the wrestling days.
Yeah.
And I mean, AJ is 40. So. Yeah.
So
I think this just goes to show, man, depression's a nasty thing.
Yeah.
You know, granted, he was locked up for a DUI, but, you know, I mean, people make such a joke of those things. And I don't know if you saw Jerry Lawler's tweet. He came out to the ring with Grandmaster Sexay's vest on.
Nah, I didn't
for his that. Match after that happened.
Was that the one against James Ellsworth?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But what's your favorite Too Cool moment?
Just the dumbass shit they would say. Like, you would think that this guy was just blowed every time he'd come on TV. Like, just the loud-ass laugh and the damn goggles and all that shit. And how every time he got up to drop the hip-hop drop, he had to put the goggles on first and the dance with Rikishi, dude. I mean.
Yeah, the dance with Rikishi is what the one that always pops up, but. Man, I actually like remember watching him coming up in the USWA where Jerry Jarrett and Jeff Jarrett were down there, and Brickhouse was there, apparently. And I remember like the whole story was kind of like, is he Jerry Lawler's son or isn't he? So, yeah.
I just thought that it was so messed up at some of the reactions that some of the people in the business gave. I mean, at the end of the day, bro, like the guy might have had his issues,
right.
But. Nobody should ever be happy.
Because what? Sabu made some comments.
Sabu made comments. And there was one that was even worse.
I can't think of the name. Not Homicide.
New Jack.
I mean, that's one of those.
Dude, you can have your beef, but for somebody to lose their kid, bro. Like, yeah. I'm sorry that to me, I don't care what the kid did.
That's one of those, you know, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. By the way, fuck you, Joe. But if you don't have anything good to say,
listen to this guy.
Don't say anything
at
all.
And he claims I'm the hostile one.
You just let it go.
I'm the hostile one, and you he's know, telling me to let it go, and he keeps going.
It's just out of line to, you know, make comments like that at a time like this. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you, Joe. So I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself.
You're not sorry because you.
No, I'm really not. That's just the right thing to say. I don't want to come off as racist. Hey, Randy, how much time we got?
You should probably think about wrapping up soon.
Yeah, I got to go to work in the morning. So,
in other words, we're really looking forward to TakeOver SummerSlam. You should definitely be at McGee's in Eastern Market in Detroit if you're in the Michigan area.
Yes, sir.
And, yeah, be looking out for past guests of the show, Cody Stamann, September 8th for the UFC. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, come out to Evolve. And Progress will be there as long as Devin doesn't leave me hanging again.
All right, I bought the tickets. I'm going. But
you had a free ticket last time.
So,
yeah, exactly to, my point.
And for those of you that bought tickets to Progress, let me just clarify because I had to actually message them to find out. So there's two shows that day. So if you bought a ticket to Progress, that is the 8 o'clock show. That is the UK show. Pete Dunne's going to be there. Mustache Mountain's going to be there. Tony Storm's going to be there. I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Good God, Tony Storm is gorgeous.
But they also added.
And Pete Dunne is cool as hell.
You met him?
I met him at WrestleMania.
Oh.
He signed my belt.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, there's pictures of it. We did the whole this thing.
Oh, so you were there? Ding!
Yeah, because I actually try to.
All right, but, so let me
out in the community,
but,
you know.
But let me finish this point though. So they added an Evolve show at 4 o'clock before that. So if you don't have tickets to the Evolve show, you have to buy a ticket for that. I'm not. I think Progress might be sold out. I'm not sure. Make sure you check out their website to find out. But there's two separate shows, and you need a ticket for each show. So I had to message them to clarify just to make sure. So yeah, if you're gonna be there, come holler at us. I'll be the tall black guy wearing a Kango. And I'll probably be wearing a Bullet Club shirt. Or a Los Ingobernables de Japón shirt.
In other words, we'll be in the building as long as Devin decides he loves us that day. So, yeah. It's going to be a great weekend. Yeah.
Have a great night, everybody. And
is that the end of the show?
You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit NOKOUT. Follow the show at Knockouts and Three Cons podcast page.
Yes, sir.
And fuck your couch. And the couches of those that hate on us.
You can hit me up on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. Make sure you check out my Instagram, All Steak No Sizzle. That's one word. Once again, check out the Facebook page, Knockouts and Three Counts. While you're on Facebook liking pages, like the All Steak No Sizzle page. That's my other podcast. Check that out. You can find that anywhere you can find a podcast. If you're looking for a car, make sure you check out SouthfieldQualityCars.com. After you find the vehicle you would like to purchase, go into Southfield Quality Cars and use the reference code 19309, and you will receive $500 off on your purchase. And we've got some great things coming next week. A new sponsor coming up. We'll jump into that next week. Shout out to Breaking Down the Ring. We'll be there on the 19th at
August.
Yeah, the 19th of August at McGee's.
Yes, sir. I think that's what it is. We'll have all the information for sure, and all the news on the giveaways next week.
We'll throw that up on all of our social medias.
And we should potentially have quite a special guest for you next week as well.
All right. With all that being said, people, until next time, take care of yourself and each other. Peace.
Yeah, fuck your couch.